Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Mr. Candle speaking. I'm sitting here on the bedside table of children all over the world. All around the world, wherever children are getting ready to go to bed and getting ready to go to sleep, there I am sitting on their bedside table, telling them stories and listening to their stories of the adventures that they have every day of their life. And some of them are very, very amusing, very funny, and others very serious, and sometimes they're kind of tough, too. Pauline was a lovely girl. She was living alone with her mother, and her mother was always very busy doing everything that had to be done around the house. And her mother had a job. She worked during the day, and Pauline was 8, and so she was in a special school. And as she was in the special school, she stayed there longer than the rest of the children usually, because her mother didn't get home until a little later. When her mother got home, oh, it was a happy time for Pauline. Pauline would say to her mom, "Mom, I'm so glad you're home. Mom, 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 you're a wonderful mom." And Pauline's mom would give her a big hug and a big kiss and say, "Sweetheart, let's go home." And together, holding hands, they'd walk down the street, 3 blocks from where they lived. And they went into their house. They went into their apartment. And as they went into their home, there it was, just sort of a nice little house, nice little apartment. It had 2 bedrooms, and it had a living room, and it had a kitchen, and it was just adequate for them. And Pauline immediately went into the kitchen and started to set the table for dinner. And it was only about 4:30, but that's the time they usually got home. And so Pauline set the table for dinner, and her mother went into the bathroom and washed up a little bit and cleaned up a little bit and changed her clothes and got ready for a peaceful evening. And when she came out into the kitchen, she said, "Pauline, why did you set out the crystal glasses?" "Well, Mom, we're going to have a toast tonight." "A toast? What's a toast all about, Pauline?" "Well, that's when you want to give thanks for something special that happened in your life. You want to say bless you to somebody that you love, or you want to just have a happy Thanksgiving, or have a happy New Year, or something like that. I heard you do that." "Well, that's right. Well, what are we going to be toasting tonight, Pauline?" "Well, Mom, tomorrow is Saturday, and tomorrow is a holiday, and I don't know anybody who's going to work tomorrow. Are you going to work tomorrow, Mom?" "No, I'm not, Pauline. I'm going to be at home." "Well, that's fantastic. That's fantastic. I'm so glad you're going to be at home, because we're going to have so much fun together. We're going to have so many wonderful things to do together, and we will just play together and enjoy each other so much. It's just wonderful, Mom. I'm just so happy." "Well, now, I tell you, here's what we're going to do, Pauline. We're going to go for a walk in the park, and we're going to play on the playground instruments there, and we're just going to have such a good time. And then after we're done playing in the morning, we're going to go get ourselves a nice big salad over at the salad bar." "Oh, that special place? Yes, Mom, that I like that place. And what's the occasion, Mom?" "Well, everybody else is having a holiday, so we're going to toast the holiday of Pauline and her mom." "Oh, Mom, that's great. I like that very much. That's wonderful, Mom. That's wonderful." So that night, Pauline set the table, and Mom made a wonderful dinner and put all the food on the table. And then Mom says, "Pauline, what are we going to toast with? What are the fluid we're going to put into our special crystal glasses here?" "Well, Mom, we're going to have a little bit of tea that we're going to put in our glasses. Tea and toast with tea? Well, why not? There's nothing says you can't do that. I like the tea. I like the green tea, Mom. And so let's have some of that green tea, the cold green tea. We're going to put in a glass, and we're going to toast with that. Well, that's wonderful. Well, let's try it out. Okay. So Pauline lifted up her glass and said, Mom, to all the happiness in the world, may it be yours forever and ever. Well, Pauline, you are so wonderful. Thank you so much. And they toasted. And then Mom says, well, Pauline, I want to have a toast too. Oh, you do, Mom? What's your toast? My toast is I have the most wonderful child in the world, and my toast is I know it. Yes, Pauline, I have the most wonderful child in the world, and I know it. Oh, Mom, Mom, oh, Mom, thank you, thank you. Pauline and her mom ate, and they chatted about what Pauline did during the day and what her mom did during the day, and they shared with each other all of their love, all of their happiness. And after everything was cleared up, dinner was put away, and all the dishes were done, and they had sat and talked for a little while after dinner before time for Pauline to go to bed. And Pauline climbed in her bed and said, Mom, will you come and give me a big hug and a big kiss? And Mom said, well, what do you mean? I do that every night for you. Well, this is our special toast night, Mom. This is a toast night for what you said about me. Yes, Mom said. And this is a toast of what you said about me. You know, Pauline, we have so much to be thankful for. We have so much to be so happy for. But mostly we have each other. And that's the most wonderful thing in the world. Pauline, I am so happy that you came to live in our family. And Mom, Pauline says, I'm so happy that you invited me into your home. Mom, I got the greatest mom in the world. Well, you know, Pauline, I guess at every meal we could have a toast and we could say to the happiest people in the world, and they live in this house. Hey, Pauline, a voice spoke to her from the bedside table. It's Mr. Candle. Oh, hi, Mr. Candle. How you doing? How you doing, Mr. Candle? Mr. Candle, so nice to see you, Mr. Candle. Oh, Mom, 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 come here, Mr. Candle. I was just talking to Mr. Candle. So Mom comes in the room, and Pauline says, Mr. Candle, this is my mom. And Mom says, I know I have met Mr. Candle many times, Pauline. We talk together often, and I know him too, just not as good as you do, because you talk more personal with him, but I talk with him too. I think he's a wonderful guy. Well, thank you, Pauline's mother. That's very nice of you. Well, Mr. Candle, what wonderful story do you have for Pauline tonight? Well, Pauline has already had her story. And now it's time for Pauline to go to sleep and have beautiful dreams of her wonderful mother, her wonderful home, and the wonderful life that she has. Oh, Mr. Candle, you're so nice. Oh, hey, look, there comes the Sandman. See, he's coming right through the door. He's going to sprinkle pixie dust all over you. And that pixie dust is going to give you happy, 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 happy dreams. And you'll sleep like a charm all night long. Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. So, boys and girls, I'll be around another time. And until I do, just know that I love you. I love you. I love you.